The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Now, play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School. It is regional championship night as the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Morton Potters. Starting lineups being announced right now on the floor. So I'll give this opportunity to you, partner. What are your final thoughts kind of before we head into this one?
Let's play already. I'm ready for tip-off. I'm pumped up. I'm over here. I'm sweating. It's that anxious, nervous feeling. If you ain't feeling something for this one, there's something wrong inside of you.
I absolutely agree there. It's that fun time of the year. We'll get your starting lineups here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They're going to start a familiar starting five, as it is going to be Zania Carter, the sophomore, number five, at one guard. She'll be flanked by Taylor Hershenroder and her sister Ella, both juniors wearing 10 and 11 respectively. Meanwhile, in the post, it's going to be number 20, the junior Jazz Kilgore, and number 24 in the middle, the senior, Lily Furrow. Congrats as well to Lily, as we heard there in our interview. Honorable mention, all-state academic. Yeah. Pretty impressive stuff there.
Yeah, that's just big time. I mean, when you can put in, and Lexi touched on it, as much as she competes in all the sports that she competes in, track, swimming, basketball, and still to have the time to compete in the classroom like that and get all-state honorable mention, academic honors, just big time.
Absolutely. Starting lineup for the Morton Potters, they are going to start Penelope Drake, a sophomore, number 11, junior, number 14, Izzy Ripka, and the final guard is number 15, junior Abby Brooks. Meanwhile, their posts are going to be number 24, Abby Van Meenen, and number 31, Paige Selton.
Yeah, and it's the same starting lineup that we've seen back in Morton. Both teams, exact same starting lineup. Let's throw it up.
It is time to tip off here, headed to the center circle. It's going to be a pair of number 24s. It's Lily Furrow and Abby Van Meenen.
Let's go, ladies.
Regional championship action. We're ready to get underway. Silver Streaks wearing white, Morton in red. Ball in the air. Furrow wins the tip.
Atta girl.
It's back to Ella Hershenroder, and the Silver Streaks will have a shot first. Bringing it up is Ella Hershenroder. She'll be picked up by Izzy Ripka.
Yeah, they come out and, man, they played a lot of 2-3. Get down hills, Zania.
Left wing, Zania Carter all the way to the rim. Can't get it to roll home. Rebound brought in by Drake. Outlet to Ripka. Here comes Morton. Ripka gets it across the timeline, being guarded closely by Ella Hershenroder.
Look, she only wants to go with the right, Mitch.
Ripka picks it up. Gets rid of it to Penelope Drake. Drake dribble handoff back to Ripka. Now she'll reset at the top.
Look at the Streaks guarding. Look at the Streaks guard.
Tried the dribble handoff and couldn't get it through as Carter.
Oh, she walked!
On the route there.
She walked!
Dribble handoff to Brooks. They kick it around. Drake at the top. Now Van Meenen, left wing. Van Meenen tries to go baseline. Kicks it to the corner to Brooks. Now down low, back to Van Meenen. She's stripped by Zania Carter. And it's going to stay here with Morton, as they say it's off the Silver Streaks last.
They got away with a couple of them there, partner.
Sure did. 53 seconds into this one, we're still scoreless. Inbounding Selke. She'll get
good
it into
job,
Van
Lily.
Meenen, right wing.
Can we
good
get a count?
Defense there by Furrow. Van Meenen works her way into the lane.
Oh!
And we're going to have a foul call on the backside. It's going to go, I believe, on Kilgore here, and it'll send Van Meenen to the line.
She was straight up waiting on the help side there as Van Meenen just forced it completely there. Oh, and he calls a block. I don't understand the call.
Van Meenen at the line for a pair. First one's up. No good off the back iron. We stay scoreless 59 seconds into this one.
Yeah, and Jaws did exactly what she was supposed to do on the help side there. They got Jaws guarding the guard. Z is guarding Selke.
Van Meenen at the line for her second. It's short. Up. It is good. And it's 1-0 Morton. Silver streaks quickly ahead. Ella Hershenroeder brings it up to the right wing. Top of the key now, Frost kicks it left side to Carter. Carter up top to Taylor Hershenroeder. Over to Ella. And Ella resets. Now Jazz Kilgore with a touch pass to Carter. And we've got an offensive foul going to be whistled against the Silver
That's
streaks.
That's on Jazz. That's two. Unreal. Come on.
Kilgore picks up her second, and she'll have to head to the bench. Checking in to replace her is Grace Hershenroeder.
I mean, I just if you're calling that, I need to see it the entire game. I need to see that call the entire game.
Selke's going to bring it up this time. Gets it across the line.
Can we get a count?
Carter all over her.
Five.
Picks it up. Look for a back cut. Finds Brooks. Brooks up and good. Abby Brooks with the first field goal of the ball game, and it's 3-0 Morton. Quickly ahead, Zaniah Carter, right wing. She'll go baseline. Now kicks up top, Grace Hershenroeder. Four guards set for the Silver Streaks. Lily Burrow with it, right wing.
The pass.
Gets it down low. Carter. Carter gets it up through some contact. No call, no good. Rebound, Drake. Outlet to Ripka. Ripka brings it ahead as we pass over. 6 minutes in to go in the first quarter. And we're going to have a jump ball as Ella Hershenroeder ties up. That was Ripka. Arrow will favor Morton, so it'll stay here.
Yeah, Ellie and Chloe going to come in here, and Ellie's going to bring in some much-needed size to guard Van Meenen.
Drake gets it in to Ripka up top. Ripka.
Oh, she walked again.
Picks it up. Gives it to Van Meenen, right corner. Skip past Drake, left side. Trying to go baseline. Kicks back out to Ripka. Now they work it around Brooks, then Van Meenen.
Offensive on
Selke. And we've got an offensive foul underneath. Going to go against Paige Selke. First foul of the ball game against Morton. Turnover to the Silver Streaks.
Oh, the Streaks contingent is loud. Come on, kids.
Ellie Johnson to inbound. Ella's going to bring it ahead. Still looks like a man-to-man set. It is for Morton.
Yeah, they gave away so many possessions in that first matchup, sitting back in the 2-3 zone.
Ella Hershenroeder tried to get it down low to Ellie Johnson. It's taken away by Brooks. Ripka with it. She'll find Van Meenen. And now Ripka back with it across the timeline.
Second turnover of the game here for the Streaks early.
3-0 Morton. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Penelope Drake with it on the outside. She'll look to spin on Taylor Hershenroeder. Kicks out Brooks. Now down low to Van Meenen.
Oh, come on.
And a foul going to be called against Ellie Johnson. Oh. Inbounding underneath is going to be Paige Selke as Lily Furrow checks back in, replacing Ellie Johnson. Also, Zaniah Carter back in for Ella Hershenroeder. They get it in.
Outside.
Van Meenen. Van Meenen goes baseline. Kicks up top to Brooks. Brooks back to Van Meenen in the corner. Good defense there by Furrow. Van Meenen gets rid of it to Brooks.
Good, Grace.
And Grace Hershenroeder runs the passing lane and steal for the Silver Streaks. Ahead, Lily Furrow.
And one.
Left-handed layup. No good. No call. Rebound, Selke. Selke brings it up. Over to Ripka. Swinging around Drake on the wing.
Streaks really struggling to find a way to score here.
And Van Meenen with it. Up top, three ball. Ripka, no
good. The back. Yes.
And a foul on Abby Van Meenen. She picks up her first.
Great block out, Zaniah Carter.
Inbounding is going to be Furrow.
Let's execute down at this end, ladies. You know, we've went almost half this first quarter here without scoring. Missed a couple bunnies. We only have three shot attempts.
Zaniah brings it up. Taylor right wing. Now Grace top of the key. Back to Z. Z looking to get downhill. Nothing there. So she will dribble it towards the right wing. Now Chloe May up top.
And Lexi calling out a play here. They're going to reset.
Zaniah gives the Grace top of the key. Now right side with it. Z up top to Chloe May. May off the screen. Back outside Carter. Carter in the lane. Nothing there. Kicks out to Taylor Hershenroeder. Now short corner to Lily Furrow. Back outside Taylor Hershenroeder. Gets herself in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked by Penelope Drake. Right in the arms of Izzy Ripka. Ripka brings it across the timeline and gets it to Selke. Selke shot fake, gets baseline and finishes.
No, this is not a
five,
good start.
Nothing. Morton. Zaniah Carter brings it up right wing. Swinging around left side, Taylor Hershenroeder. Up top to Chloe May. Carter with it on the right side. Kicks out Furrow. They work it around. Good cut down low. Furrow gets to her spot. Can't score. Rebound Van Meenen.
It's her first rebound of the game.
To Ripka. Now Drake gets it up. And Ripka finally brings it across the timeline. Drake with it. Looks to spin off of May. Now outside to Ripka. Streaks fronting Selke underneath. Abby Brooks in the lane. Kicks back out. Drake. Shot fake. Now back outside to Brooks. She'll find Ripka for a reset. Selke off the left side. Pick and roll with Van Meenen. Kicks out to Drake. Three ball. No good. Rebound Carter. Streaks ahead. Zaniah looking to get downhill. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Abby Brooks.
Yeah, Streaks just forcing the issue a little bit too much right now. Got to find a way to get an easy one and get the lid off the rim.
Ellie Johnson and Ella Hershenroeder return. Lily Furrow and Taylor Hershenroeder will take a seat. May to inbound. She'll get it in over the top. Ella. Ella looking
pass.
To get downhill.
And one.
Gets it
oh,
in.
Oh, she got
May.
Hammered.
No foul call again.
Oh,
the Galesburg
goodness.
Faithful letting the officials know about that. The other way comes Penelope Drake. She'll spin into a double. And a jump ball. Arrow
job.
Favors the Silver Streaks.
Great job by Ella there. Tie that up. Third turnover of the game for the Morton Potters.
Subs in on
Come
the
on,
Morton
ladies.
Side as it will be the freshman Brooke Sursa who checks into the ball game.
Take a deep breath and let's just execute.
Ella Hershenroeder brings it across the timeline. Still 5-0 Morton. 2:04 to go here in quarter number one. Left wing with it is Chloe May. Gets it to the free throw
There's
line.
The
and
score.
A jumper is good for Ellie Johnson.
She is not afraid to shoot it, partner.
Instant defense from Ellie, and it's a three-point game.
And this gives us a chance to set up our press.
Ball. Ahead to Drake. Pass off of her hand. She is able to corral it. Gets it off to a back-cutting Ripka for a layup. Izzy Ripka scores, and it's 7-2 Potters. Left wing, Chloe May with it. Up top to Ella Hershenroeder. Gets it to the free throw line to Johnson. Now outside Carter. Carter going baseline.
Block.
And we're going to get a block call. Is that on Van Meenen or Sursa? I think it's going to be Sursa. Yeah, yeah, Sursa picks up her first. Would have been huge if that was on Abby Van Meenen.
Yeah, and you say it too, partner. Selke and Van Meenen each got one. You might want to just try to get in there and pump fake once and see if you can get them off their feet and maybe draw number two on one of them.
Inbounding will be May. Streaks. Get it in over the top to Ella Hershenroeder. 1:23 to go. First quarter. Streaks down five.
One time, Ella.
Ella Hershenroeder. Shot fake. Gets downhill. Scoop shots up.
She
no good. Yeah, another. A lot of contact at the rim. No call.
Man.
Rebounded by Drake. Outside, Ripka tries to get it across the timeline. Ball on the floor. She walks. No call. Jump ball. It'll stay with Morton. Abby Brooks quickly going to head back to the table. She replaces Ripka. We'll see who runs the point now for Morton.
I'm telling you, partner, this is really similar to that first game where both teams just, this game's going to be in the 30s, it feels like, and that's slobber knocker territory there.
1 minute to go here in the quarter. Selke out near the timeline, dribbles it off of Carter's foot, ball on the floor. Jump ball streaks.
Great job by Zaniah. They really struggle to handle the basketball. Fourth turnover of the game for Morton.
55 and a half seconds to go here in the first period. Streaks basketball. Chloe May is going to inbound right next to Coach Jim Noonan over there on the bench. Gets it in to Ella.
Still man-to-man here for the Potters.
Lily Furrow with a touch. Now left side to May. May picks up her dribble. Gives to Hershenroeder. That's Taylor at the top. Over to Ella on the wing. Ella gives to Furrow at the top.
Yeah, they're overplaying so much. Yep. Got to look for a backdoor shot.
Zaniah looking to get downhill. She does. All the way to the rack. Can't get it to go. Foul going to be called against Brooks, and it's going to send Carter to the line.
It's Brooks first.
Carter just under 30 seconds to go in the first period. Carter at the line. First one's up. First one's good.
Atta girl.
Carter makes it 7-3. Morton.
Get a roll.
No good on the second. Rebound Van Meenen.
Oh, the outlet.
Long pass ahead to Drake. She'll get rid of it to Sursa. Now back to Drake, and Van Meenen holds it at the P in the East Peoria logo. Top of the key to Sursa. The freshman being guarded by Ella Hershenroder. She'll pick it up. Gives to Van Meenen.
Dribble handoff. Call it. She did.
Yeah, offensive foul. Abby Van Meenen. That's her second.
I was saying, partner, if you're going to call it at one end, you got to call it at the other. That's huge. Two on Van Meenen. She's got to come out.
Yeah, she's going to come out. Gabby Hutchinson checks in to replace Van Meenen for Morton. Coach King.
9 seconds. Streak's got to hurry.
Heads comes Zaniah Carter.
Go. Got to go, Z. Got to go, Z.
Z, couple dribbles. Step back. Three. Top of the key. Short. Rebound Selke. And that's how the period will end. It is 7-3. Morton on top of Galesburg. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Office specialists can help make ordering your office supplies even easier when you order online at osi.biz. By ordering online, you can shop from over 50,000 items, and local customer service is still there to help if you have any questions. Sign up for online ordering now at Office Specialists, an ABS company.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School, host site of the regional here. The regional championship night, the Streaks trailing the Morton Potters 7-3 through one quarter of action, and that was not an error. It is really 7-3. A low-scoring ball game here tonight. Make it 9-3 as Abby Van Meenen splits the double and opens the second period with a layup.
Yeah, I'm going right at Van Meenen here. I'm trying to get three on her.
With it is Taylor Hershenroder on the wing.
Jaws had position there, and we just didn't look in.
Looks like, is this a zone look? It looks, the Streaks
It's man.
It is man to man.
Streaks just resetting here.
They get it over to Taylor Hershenroder, right wing. Get it down low to Furrow. Furrow makes a nice move.
Get
gets
roll.
It up and gets it to go. Lily Furrow.
Great pass, Taylor.
Makes it 9-5. Morton on top. Right back into the press. Van Meenen comes and gets it.
Go now.
The double comes. She'll get it over the top to Drake. Drake drives.
Good see.
Carter gets a hand on it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds.
Yes.
Last touch by Morton. It'll be Silver Streak basketball.
Great job, Z. Active hands. Turnover number 6 for the Potters.
Inbounding is Furrow. Gets it in to Ella Hershenroder. She'll bring it up.
Here's the 2-3.
Right wing is Zaniah Carter.
Backside, corner.
Kicks it over to Taylor, down low. Oh, a lot of contact there.
Straight up, though, Josh. You got a pump fake.
Ahead, the home run pass. Luckily for the Streaks, it's a little long. Out of bounds, turnover back to Galesburg.
Yeah, Van Meenen with a block there. They've got 3 blocks already. And Josh catches that ball on the post, and they collapsed on her. She gives one pump fake. If not, if they don't jump, kick it right back out for a wide open shot. Z was wide open in the corner.
Up top, Ella Hershenroder with it. Over to Zaniah, right wing.
Good skip.
Skip pass. Time, Ella. Three ball. Left side
long.
Strong.
Way long.
Backside board. Penelope Drake.
Penelope
steal
Drake.
By Ella Hershenroder. Up and under. Kick. Get the reverse to go. Rebound. Sursa. Right into the corner. She's able to get it around the trap to Brooks. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach King. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead and keep it here.
I love the defense there. Ella was a little long on that three. She stays with the play, gets a steal, and just pull it back out. It was one on two. She tried to do a reverse layup there. I've seen her make it. It's not that she can't make it, but, every position is critical in a regional championship game.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in a game that sets up to be as low scoring as this. Through one quarter, it was
7-3,
which puts us on pace for a 28-12 game.
Yeah, that's official definition of slobber knocker there.
Yeah, so not a whole lot of offense early, but it does seem – I know the score doesn't really reflect it, but it does seem like the streak's more comfortable to start period two.
Yeah, a little bit more comfortable, a little bit better offense there. And if they go to that zone, the streaks can really take their time with the offense and work it around the perimeter and look to get that dive down the middle that was effective at Morton.
Inbound goes to Ripka in the backcourt. Being guarded by Ella Hershenroder. She'll get it across the timeline.
Their guards just struggle to handle it. Oh, that's a carry!
Over to Abby Brooks.
Oh, my goodness. Jump ball.
Selke has it short corner. And we're going to get a travel against Paige Selke.
That's her third turnover. Turnover number 9 for the Potters.
Yeah, Silver Streak faithful really wanted the carry there. And
There was no doubt about that. She carried that ball over her shoulder.
Right wing, Taylor Hershenroder.
Back in the 2-3. Got to execute.
Swing it around.
Get the short
Chloe
corner.
May.
Get the short corner touches, ladies.
They get it to the elbow to Johnson. She'll kick out. Back up top three ball. Ella Hershenroder no good. Backside board. Good job, Ellie Johnson, to take that one away. But she has it knocked away by Van Meenen. And Van Meenen is going to be fouled there by Johnson.
Yeah, exchange of turnovers there. And just a little antsy there on our three-point shot. Every one we've shot so far of the three have all been long. Just got to take a deep breath and relax a little bit, ladies.
5:33 to play in the first half. It is 9-5, Morton leading Galesburg. As the Potters get it in to Brooks. Brooks gets it across the line, looks to spin. Now gives it to Ripka.
Oh.
And a little tic-tac foul going to be called against Taylor Hershenroder.
Old nickel dimer. Taylor was sitting there waiting on her to come as she got the dribble handoff there, and she just kind of lowered the shoulder and put it right into Taylor's chest, and Taylor gets the short end of the stick there on that one.
As this time, I can hear Coach, I could see Coach DeMott asking the official just to call that on both ends. Top of the key is Selke. Selke tries to split a double.
Oh, they called it the other way.
She walked.
I was going to say, took a pretty big hop step there. That's 4 turnovers for Selke. Number 11 in the game for Morton. We're creating the turnovers. We're just not executing on the offensive end thus far.
Zaniya Carter going to run the point for Galesburg on the floor. Z, Chloe May, Taylor Hershenroder, Jaz Kilgore, and Lily Ferreau. Chloe May with it. Up top to Z. Back over to Chloe on the wing.
Ready to shoot, Chloe.
Swinging around. Taylor Hershenroder. Now back up top to Z. Over to May.
Yeah, we're not getting – we got to get the short corner touches here and make the bottom part of that zone move from way downtown.
Z, 3, little strong. Rebound, tipped around.
Hit on the floor.
On the floor. Abby Van Meenen, she rolled. That's a travel. Yep, and they called it. He pointed this direction. He should have pointed the other direction. Okay, yeah, he meant to point the other side. It's Galesburg basketball.
Yeah, Z from way downtown there. That was probably about 2 or 3 feet behind the arc.
Ella Hershenroder is going to check in, replacing Chloe May.
Van Meenen with her third rebound, but then travels.
9-5, 4:47 to go in the first half.
These are two really good defensive teams going at it.
Galesburg Silver Streaks with the ball, top of the key. Now over to Taylor Hershenroder, left side. She plays catch with her sister. Back over to Taylor. Three
long.
Ball, strong.
So long.
Relax. Rebound, backside Drake. Ahead to Selke. Selke.
Man, Penelope Drake with 7 rebounds already.
Drake handoff to Ripka. Kind of a little bit of a lollipop there, almost taken away by Taylor Hershenroder. Now it's back up top with Ripka. She'll pick it up.
Ball, Z.
And Drake able to get the loose ball. Kind of lucky break there. Back over to Ripka. Ripka looks to drive.
Yeah, she's got her head down and she dribbles the entire time.
Drake with it. Now Van Meenen at the top.
Go help.
Abby Van Meenen looking to get downhill. Loose ball on the floor.
Somebody
still
get
on the floor. Josh Kilgore scoops it up. Ahead to Carter. Carter into some contact. No
Let's
call.
Go.
But Gus get the layup to go.
Good pass, Ella. Let's go.
9-7 now. Streaks down 2-3-40 to go in the first half. Ripka gets it across the timeline.
Jump ball.
Throws a pass down low. Great hustle
Streaks
there.
Ball.
As the
Let's Silver go.
Streaks force another turnover. The Streak faithful starting to make some noise on the far side.
I'm trying
side.
To get them pumped up over here. I'll get them. I'll raise them up.
Inbounding is Furrow. She'll get it in to Ella Hershenroder. Streaks with a chance to tie or take the lead. Carter back to Ella. Now they get it to the short corner.
Is.
Back out. Carter. Three ball. This one looks better. It is.
Bang! From the corner. Let's go, Z. Great pass, Joslyn.
Streaks up one. Three.
Eat him up.
15 to go in the first half. Abby Van Meenen now running the point for Morton. She'll get it across the timeline.
Oh, she traveled.
They're going to call the block on Furrow.
She's frustrated. You can see it. She kind of, as she went and shot that ball after the foul call, the ball went through the net. She just kind of slapped it up against the wall. You can see the frustration starting to mount.
It will stay with Morton here. Inbounding is Ripka. Silver Streaks allow her to get it in pretty easily to Selke.
Great defense on the pick and roll.
Selke picked it up. Now out top to Ripka as they will set up some offense. Selke gets it down low to Van Meenen. She'll turn and square on Furrow.
Streaks are everywhere.
By the Silver Streaks. Take away Kilgore. Outlet to Z. Ahead to Ella. Skip pass. Taylor, left wing.
One more.
Z with it. I think a little quicker, and Ella would have been shooting that. Top of the keys and I, Carter. Left side, Taylor Hershenroder gets it to the short corner there. That's when good things happen. Kick out for Carter. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Ripka. Streaks up one, 2:37 to play here in half numero uno. Inbound pass goes to Ella Hershenroder at the top. Left wing, Taylor. Short
one
corner,
time, Ella.
Extra kick out. Ella, three ball.
Let's go!
Ella Hershenroder.
Bang, top of the key. Great pass, Lily.
And Coach King needs a timeout, and it's a full timeout. We'll take one with him. Silver Streaks up 13-9, 2:26 to go here in the opening stanza. We'll be back. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Fish Food Pantry. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at East Peoria High School, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a great second quarter to take a 13-9 lead over the Morton Potters, 2:26 remaining here in the first half.
Yeah, a 10-2 spurt here in the second half, or second quarter here by the Streaks. Just started by our defense, 12, 13, 14 turnovers here from Morton. I think they have, let me look at the book real quick, they had five, so they've got nine turnovers here in the second quarter already alone. We've really started to speed them up. The ball handling is just not there for Morton.
Coming out of the timeout, it will be Morton basketball. New player in the ball
21.
Game is Peyton Hayes, who I don't think we saw in the first
matchup. She did not play. They
Inbound.
Have Van Meenen handling the ball. She's just going to get wore down. Send the double.
Yeah,
there it is.
Van Meenen. Here comes the double. She'll pick it up. Throw it over
Great
the
Ella.
Top. Ella Hershenroder got a touch of it, but it ends up with Selke. Selke looking to drive. She'll spin
she
on
walked.
Carter. Yeah, I know. Wait, did she walk? She elbowed Zaniah Carter pretty hard in the face. Carter says she's fine.
That's only Selke's second shot attempt of the game. Yeah, Galesburg faithful not happy with the refs. She did. That was a blatant elbow. Oh, they're going to talk about it. Oh, they're making. Are they making Z come out?
I think they're going to make sure Zanaya doesn't have a concussion. She's going to say, fine. "I'm fine." Yeah,
she got hit in the head. I mean,
she took an elbow to the eye. That's it.
She's all right. She's tough.
And Coach DeMott says, "Hey, just watch the elbows on the spin move. That's it."
She's not coming out of this game.
And you can. It looks from up here. I can see a red mark on Zanaya's cheek, and she's across the floor.
She's fine.
Z right wing. Yeah, she's a tough one. Top of the key.
Yeah, they're staying in this zone here.
Ella Hershenroeder.
No, it's a man. It's back to man.
They're back in the man here.
They're just really sagging off.
Ella Hershenroeder, top of the key. Now Taylor, left side.
Just.
Yeah,
she was not looking.
Good pass. Good idea. Furrow on the outside. Now up top, Ella Hershenroeder with it.
He's got to execute.
To Taylor on the wing.
Keep wearing them down. They
up
do not,
top to
they
Ella.
They do not want to chase.
Skip pass goes to Furrow in the corner. Now back up top with Ella Hershenroeder. Over to Z. Z dribbles to the top of the key. Short pass to Kilgore. Kilgore's pass is tipped but ends up in the hands of Carter. Carter goes baseline on Brooks.
Gets and one.
To her spot and
yes,
finishes.
Zanaya.
Zanaya Carter with that is seven points here in the second quarter. And it's
8 overall.
15-9.
Stop the ball. Stop the ball.
Van Meenen breaks the press.
That's a charge.
Downhill.
Offensive. Yes, sir.
Abby Van Meenen. That's her third.
And a girl, Ella Hershenroeder. Oh, no, that's Taylor.
That was Taylor. She gave
give up,
up
the body.
Yeah, she's limping a little bit. But that is huge. That is the third foul on Abby Van Meenen.
She has to come out now. Minute four to go. That is huge.
15-9. Silver Streaks with the lead.
I mean, this is us speeding them up. Van Meenen thinks she has to do everything. She's handling the basketball so much. Get it in there to her.
Right wing, Kilgore, top of the key to Furrow. Now Ella Hershenroeder with a touch, gives it up to Carter. Carter dribbles to her spot, gets a shot off over Selke, a little strong.
Yes,
backside board. Drake's going to beat Taylor Hershenroeder to it, but Taylor Hershenroeder gets the steal. Oh, she dropped it off for Jazz, but Jazz wasn't looking, and it'll turn it right back over to Morton.
Man, Penelope Drake with 8 rebounds thus far. 4th turnover of the game for the Streaks.
Chloe May's going to check in, replacing Jaws Kilgore. Want to protect Kilgore with the
time.
2 fouls.
Great coaching by Lex. Get her on out. They got to rely on Selke to get the ball here. She's down there by herself.
And Selke gets it. Now over the top to Hutchison. Takeaway Streaks.
Great job, Lily.
We'll see if the Streaks look to hold for one. Ahead quickly to Carter.
Yep.
Back over to Ella.
I would be fine going up no less than this. Maybe let's extend the lead and take the last shot of the quarter right here.
Chloe May with it, left wing. Up top to Ella. They're going to run that play we've seen where she gets downhill. This time, loose ball, out of bounds, turnover to Morton.
I get the idea there. We went a little early, and Ella got kind of trapped down there on the baseline in amongst the trees. Mm-hmm.
Selke gets the inbound, now back over to Ripka.
She does not want to dribble with her left hand.
And they're going to get Lily Furrow on a reach.
Just the third on the Streaks. Oh, no, that might be 5.
Grace Hershenroeder is going to check in, replacing Lily Furrow.
No, that's.
And here it is. That's a 5-guard lineup. I was wondering if we would see it at some point, and
5.
We do.
Zanaya's going to guard Selke.
Penelope Drake to inbound.
Go get it, Z.
Over
go
the
get it,
top,
Z.
Looking for Zanaya.
Z got a
takeaway, Carter. She got hacked, but no
good. Yeah, Chloe
May.
And let's go.
Scores. And that's how the half's going to end.
Let's go. What a quarter.
9. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, with a heck of a second quarter, are going to take a lead to the half. We'll be back with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO.
Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck. It's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
I'm with families maybe an hour or so, and we get everything done in one visit.
We all spend hours and over the course of a lifetime, days, doing things we don't really enjoy, but pre-planning your funeral with Watson Thomas, that only takes 1 hour. One appointment with Lexi Zelmer Kaiser.
By the end of the time that we have spent together, they will often give me a hug, and then they really feel great about what we put together for their family.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
When one of our button spotters sees you wearing the blue WGIL button, blue could mean some green for you. Pick up your free blue WGIL button at the three Galesburg locations of CBI Bank and Trust, as well as at Sewing Center by Ron on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Win up to $500 cash instantly when one of our button spotters sees you wearing the blue WGIL button from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Report. Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We'll go back in here at East Peoria High School, the host site of a Class 3A regional where the Galesburg Silver Streaks are leading the Morton Potters 17-9 at the half in a matchup of top five teams in the state of Illinois. And it was a little bit of a rough start for the Silver Streaks. Trailed 7-3 through the first quarter. But man, oh man, did they turn it around in the second quarter. I think I mentioned about a minute and a half in that it looked like the Silver Streaks looked more comfortable in quarter two. That's a bit of an understatement.
Boy, are you Nostradamus tonight. And I love it. No, we really did. We turned these second quarter numbers. They got two shot attempts in the second quarter. Two. They had 12 turnovers. I mean, those are special, special numbers right there. I mean, you just don't see that very often. And for Streaks to take that defense up an extra notch there and build ourselves an eight-point lead at the break, you know, obviously there's still 16 minutes left to play, but Streaks got to be feeling good about the way they responded there in that second quarter after a tough first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of before we get to the numbers here at the half, a number I want to point out is a huge one here for the remainder of this ball game. And that's number three. And that's number the three. Amount of fouls on Abby Van Meenen.
That's huge. And you can pick up another one on her early here in this third quarter, and she has to sit until the fourth. There's a chance for us to even widen this lead even more. Yep. And you know, that takes out their biggest threat. I mean, you know, Paige Selke's really good, but Van Meenen, it feels like she makes them go.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been running the point for most of the night, which is crazy. It's not very often that you see somebody at her size run the point. I suppose unless you're watching the Quincy Blue Devil girls, then you can see Chloe Nichols does that.
That's it. She's a little different.
That's a unicorn.
Yeah, I was going to say you stole the word right out of my mouth. I was going to say unicorn.
As we'll go ahead and get to our halftime stats, brought to you by Yim Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. We'll start with the individual numbers for the Morton Potters. They were led in the first half, 3 points from Abby Van Meenen, 2 points apiece for Izzy Ripka, Paige Selke, and Abby Brooks. Meanwhile, for the Silver Streaks, they were led in the first half by an offensive outbreak in that second quarter from the sophomore Zaniya Carter. She leads them with 8 3-points in the ballgame for Ella Hershenroder, and 2 apiece for Chloe May, Lily Farrow, and Ellie Johnson.
And the team numbers at the break. Silver Streaks, 7 of 20 from the field, 2 of 6 from downtown, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe, just 3 rebounds for the Streaks, 5 assists and 5 turnovers. And for the Morton Potters, listen to this, 4 of 7 from the field in the first half. They got 7 shot attempts.
That's crazy.
0 for 2 from downtown, 1 of 2 from the line. The big number, they got 15 rebounds, just 1 assist, and a huge number for the Streaks, 17 turnovers for the Potters.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. They had 20 in the first matchup? Is that
let me pull the sheet.
Does that hold true? I believe it was 20. Like 20.
It was 20.
So you've almost got them at the amount of turnovers they had in the last game in the first half.
They had 20 turnovers, just 5 assists. They were 13 of 31 from the field. Very similar to that first quarter. They were 3 of 5 at Wharton. They were 3 of 5 here in the first quarter. But the second quarter, I mean, you hold a team to 2 shot attempts. Your defense is doing something special out there.
Absolutely. One thing that I will point out, and I feel like I play this game sometimes at the half, where it's what if I would have told you is kind of the scenario.
Yeah.
And the thing that goes through my head is if you'd have told me earlier today that Jaws Kilgore was going to be scoreless and in foul trouble, I would have told you the Streaks were going to be in trouble.
Yes, and you know that's just a testament to our depth.
Yep.
You know our ability to bring Ellie Johnson off the bench, Grace Hershenroder, they came in and gave great minutes. Obviously Chloe with that huge offensive rebound there at the end of the half and put back, and you know so you see that right there. Ellie had 2, Chloe with 2. Grace didn't score, but she did have a huge steal that led to a bucket, and it was playing some really good D and moving the ball really well. You know Streaks that second quarter could be the one that propels them here to a. Dare I say, second regional championship in a row.
Absolutely. At least so far, so good, of course, to play devil's advocate here. The Morton Potters are a darn good basketball team. And
yes,
if there is
are.
A team that's capable of having the kind of quarter that Galesburg just had, Morton could do it as well.
Yeah, and you know, we don't want to see it, obviously, but they are a defensive-minded team as well. And then, you know, we talked about it here off air when we were in commercial break. We've really wore them down. They basically play 5 people. You know, they had to resort back to that 2-3 to try to save some legs. You can see Van Meenen and Selke having to do all the ball handling. You know, if I'm the Streaks, I'm sitting on left hands, especially out of the guards. You just take away the left hand completely, or the right hand completely, make them go to the left. They struggle. The one girl, number 14, Izzy Ripka, she wants to dribble with her head down.
Yep.
She's barely seeing the floor. So the Streaks can continue this defensive pressure. I have a good feeling about the rest of the evening.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show and get you ready for the second half. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When it's time for a new roof or roof repair, protect your home and yourself from financial liability. Hire Ace Roofing and Construction, a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor.
Ace warranties their work. Substandard work and repairs from unlicensed or uninsured contractors can cost you in the long run. Do your research. Cheaper may not be your best option.
Don't be fooled by fancy vehicle signage or a professional looking website. Protect yourself and use a bonded roofing contractor. Hire Ace Roofing and Construction for peace of mind and quality roofing that'll last.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-869-2045 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-869-2045. That's 800-869-2045. What do you have to lose? Call 800-869-2045. Again, 800-869-2045.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School.
We're going to count.
Silver Streaks
count.
Leading here at the as we open up the second half. They get it down low. Morton does as they start with the basketball to Van Meenen, and she'll finish with a foul.
And the Streaks sent a half a double there. They got a double there. Just take her away.
So the 2 points plus a free throw coming here for Van Meenen, and the lead is back to 6.
You can expect them to make a concerted effort to get the ball inside here in the second half to Van Meenen and Selke.
Van Meenen.
That's long.
No good. Rebound Selke.
Offensive.
Soki with an offensive foul. Turnover back to Gelsberg. And is that her third?
It's at least two.
We'll see if once they get this up on the board. Turnover goes to the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, that's number three, partner, I believe.
I think that's three on Soki.
No, two.
Right wing with it is Carter. Now top of the key.
Let's execute. They went back to this 2-3 here.
To Ella. Skip pass.
Got to get some touches in the short corner.
They work it around to Taylor Hirschenroder. Here is the short corner.
There it is.
Furrow.
Good basketball.
Back up top. Ella Hirschenroder. Three ball. Good.
Stay hot. Ella. Bang. Top of the key. Great pass. Lily Furrow.
20-11. Silver Streaks on top. 7:15 to go in here in the third quarter. Splitting a double is Van Meenen. Gets it to Selke. Selke with a nice pass over the
good
top.
Good block.
Blocked
Kilgore.
By Kilgore.
And the rebound. Her first.
Outlet to Ella. Into the corner to Z. Z and Ella play catch.
Yeah, and be patient here. You can work the ball around and get whatever you shot you want against this zone. They're really packing it
skip
in.
Skip pass. Taylor to Z. Strong. Backside Lily Furrow. Furrow. Gets
the
it to go.
Left-handed layup on the weak side. Great job, Lily.
Furrow's bucket means the Silver Streaks are doubling up. Bo Morton Potter's here early in the third quarter. It's 22-11. Selke with it, gives it up top to Ripka. Ripka.
Oh, it's illegal.
Oh, yeah, that was a hard screen on Carter.
Great defense.
Ripka picks it up.
Turnover.
Tries to pass it to the corner. Out of bounds, turnover of the Streaks.
Let's go.
Grace Hirschenroder is going to check in, spelling Lily Furrow.
This defensive pressure by the Streaks, it's just picked up a notch since the second quarter. Going back to the four-guard lineup there, partner.
Ella Hirschenroder brings it across the timeline.
Patience.
Back up to Ella. Now right side Z. Short corner to Grace.
One more.
Skip pass goes to Ella. Now outside to Taylor. She'll throw the long skip to Z.
I tell you, with no shot clock, I would almost just
hold it.
Hold it.
Grace looks to get downhill. Nothing there. She'll kick back out to Ella. To Z.
Good. Let's work the clock.
Kick it over to Taylor.
They got to come out of this zone. They cannot continue to stay in this zone.
Taylor in the corner. Up top to Ella. She'll shot fake. Back in the corner to Taylor. Short corner.
Good find.
Josh Kilgore. Feed. Carter. Three.
Get a roll.
In and out. Rebound. Taylor Hirschenroder.
Reset.
She tried to sneak one through there to Carter, and it's taken away by Drake. Penelope Drake gets rid of it to Ripka. Ripka gets it across the timeline. Ripka picks it up. Now outside to Selke. Selke with Carter on her. Tries to get downhill. Kicks out Van Meenen.
Got to be aware of Van Meenen. She will step out and shoot it.
Drake tries to get downhill. Does and finishes. Penelope Drake with her first bucket of the ball game. 22-13 now.
Yeah, they're back to man.
Kick. Yep. Kick ball violation. It'll stay with the Silver Streaks.
Got a sub. Lily's trying to get back in the game here.
Lily is going to check in, replacing Grace.
Oh, they're going to move the ball up a little bit out of that coffin corner down there. Give the Streaks
a little
bit of
advantage. I actually like
this.
Yeah.
Yep. Go in the backcourt and get it.
Taylor Hirschenroder going to inbound. It does look like man-to-man here.
Yeah, and they're really sagging off. I mean, we can stand out there.
Just dribble.
Yeah, you don't have to be in any rush whatsoever.
Ella Hirschenroder dribbles to the right side, kicks
Taylor
up top.
One
Taylor,
time,
three
Taylor.
Ball. A little
get
strong.
It
Ella Hirschenroder chases down the board.
Great pass.
Carter,
left-handed layup. Ella Hirschenroder doing a little bit of everything out here.
24-13 Streaks. 4:38 to go in the third quarter.
And you can see the Streaks are sitting on the right hand here on everybody.
Ripka making her go left. She'll pick it up instead. Gives to Selke. Selke, a couple of dribbles. Even she wants to go right, and that's a high-level player.
Yeah, she is just trying to get back to her right side.
Outside to Ripka. Again, they force Ripka left, and she'll pick it up. She only looks comfortable
Taylor,
making
back,
about two
back
dribbles with that hand. Abby Brooks,
missed
no
it.
Good on the layup. Rebound tipped around by
good
the
Lily
Silver Streaks and brought in by Furrow. Looking to run, Ella Hirschenroder gets all the way down the lane. A little short, Furrow with a board.
Great rebound.
Kicks out Carter.
Oh,
three.
Blocked.
It's blocked. Rebound, Selke. Ooh, he gets it ahead to Drake. I think she might have got away with a walk. Left-handed left, good.
Miss Selke.
No, that was Drake. 24-15. 9 points the lead for the Silver Streaks. Ella Hirschroeder on the outside. Yeah, there's no count. Just hold it, Ella. Lily now kick around left side Z. And we've got an offensive foul underneath going to be called against Jaws Kilgore.
Man, those are the plays we don't need.
It'll be Morton basketball. Coming in is going to be Peyton Hayes. She'll inbound.
And you can see Selke's really breathing hard. Streak's got her double teamed.
They get it over to Hayes. Hayes crosses over, gets across the timeline, and now gets it over to Brooks. Brooks right wing to Van Meenen. Van Meenen
double.
Looking to get downhill.
He's
does.
Got a double. Rebound.
No good. Tips it out in the hands of Hayes, and now outside to Drake. Drake finds a cutting Brooks. She'll look to spin.
3 seconds.
Left hand, no good. Rebound, Furrow. Silver Streaks bring it ahead. Taylor Hirschenroeder over
be
to Ella.
Be patient. No rush whatsoever. Yep. Yep. Good timeout, Lex.
Coach DeMott's going to take a timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one with her. 24-15, the Silver Streaks on top of the Morton Potters. We'll be back. You're listening to Regional Championship Action on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
If you're still shopping the big box stores to save money on office supplies, switch to Office Specialists in Galesburg and get the same big box store pricing backed by local customer service. Your hometown business that can do what the big box stores do. And more. Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School. It is regional championship action. The Silver Streaks on top of the Morton Potters, 24-15. I do want to give a quick shout-out to our friends over at Nissan of Galesburg,
yes,
home
sir.
Of the lifetime warranty. Once again, taking great care of Jason and I, hooking us up with a 2026 Nissan Kicks, a nice little SUV. You kind of get the best of both worlds. It gets great gas mileage. It's one of those compact SUVs.
Yeah,
so,
it was a really nice ride, only about 4,000 miles on it, and they have taken such good care of us this year.
And if you think they take good care of us, wait until you see how they treat you. Stop by and see our friends today at Nissan of Galesburg. Back on the floor, Silver Streaks with the basketball. Taylor Hirschenroeder over to Ella. Does look like the intensity maybe pick up a little bit on the defensive end here for Morton.
Yeah, they're starting to bump cutters here a little bit.
Kilgore with it. Now Taylor Hirschenroeder, left side, top of the key, Carter.
Back door. Ooh, it was there. Lily had it.
To Taylor up top. She finds Ella on the cut. Ella, a little strong on the
layup. Good board, Z.
Zaniah Carter tips it out, and Taylor Hirschenroeder corrals it. Taylor with a step
second
through.
Second chance opportunities.
Coach DeMott took a timeout, I believe.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, 30-second timeout there as every possession important for the Silver Streaks.
Both teams with three timeouts left now.
So Coach DeMott takes a 30-second timeout to maintain possession as you can hear the Galesburg faithful making
section.
Some noise down there for the news guy. Of course, putting together a little B-roll. They probably catch that tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's it's not Mr. Mattson down there. I don't know who that is.
No, I did see Jim Mattson earlier, but that wasn't him.
Yeah, they made our student section move from behind the Morton bench to the other side of the gym. We'll leave it alone, I guess.
2:19 to go here in the third quarter. It is 24-15.
Let's execute one time, ladies. Let's go.
Streaks on top. Taylor Hirschenroeder going to inbound.
She's going to the back. Ooh, the Quincy play.
They get it in the back to Z. To Ella, as Z was on the cutter there.
Yeah, they were looking for the back door. Cheap one there.
Jaws on the left wing. Up top, Lily.
Yeah, their Streaks are starting to look for this back door cut here. They're over playing
down
so
low
much.
To Kilgore. Kilgore looking to spin. A lot of contact. Can't
good,
get it to
Lily.
Go. Rebound Furrow. She'll spin out of the double. She can't get it to go.
Oh, that's a foul.
Rebound underneath Kilgore. Her first points.
Atta girl, Jaws.
26-15. Streaks up 11.
Streaks a couple opportunities.
Oh, he's already counting. Ooh, they only had 1 more second to get that in.
Back to the left.
To Hayes.
Back to the left.
Hayes crosses over, gets it across the timeline to Drake. Back into the hands of Peyton Hayes.
11-point lead here, a minute 38 to go.
Hayes to the right side. Over to Drake now.
Double.
Swing it down low to Van Meenen. Van Meenen looking to go to work. No good. Rebound.
Really? Furrow. Keep rebounding, girl.
Ella Hershenroeder brings it up.
Yeah, be patient. A minute 20 here in the third. Oh, pick it up, Ella.
Ella over to Jaws, left side, up top to Lily.
Yeah, look for Jaws on this back cut here.
Nope, top of the key, Ella. Left side, Taylor Hershenroeder with it. Nothing there. She'll kick to Furrow.
Reset. Good
Ella reset up top with Ella.
Good offense.
1:05 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key with it is Furrow. Over to Kilgore. Now swing right side, Ella Hershenroeder. Gets it down low. Lily Furrow looks to spin. Nothing there. Kicks outside. Taylor Hershenroeder.
Yep. Reset.
50 seconds to go in the quarter. Taylor Hershenroeder gets rid of it to Jaws Kilgore. Kilgore going baseline.
Ah.
Tried to force one through to Carter, and it's taken away by Brooks. Abby Brooks gets it over the top to Selke. Selke across the timeline to Van Meenen. Van Meenen. Left wing looking to drive.
Travel.
Not a lot there. We'll see what he
calls. Oh, that's a nickel dimer. Tell me he called a travel.
He got the block on. Is that Z?
No, I think it was Lily.
Streaks fans letting him know what they think
they
of that
are
one.
Not happy about that call there. As physical as this game has been, to call that, just a little, like you said, tic tac there. Nickel dimer.
Hayes gets it into Van Meenen.
Help
short
side.
Corner. She'll try to go.
Oh, she traveled.
She
traveled.
Offensive
foul.
That's number four. And I will say, at the very least, partner, I didn't like it. I haven't liked any of them, but they have been consistent.
They have been consistent. I thought it's too bad for Van Meenen. She traveled. She probably shouldn't have been penalized with her fourth foul there. They're going to leave her in the game. I'm going right at her.
Absolutely.
Going right at her.
Yeah. I don't want to see a play that doesn't end in Jaws Kilgore getting a deep touch here.
Oh, no way. She fought.
Offensive foul back the other direction as they're going to
call.
Chloe
May was just pivoting. Oh, that is a complete flop. She just fell down as Chloe May took a little jab step there.
I am also going to be honest with you.
Oh, that's tough.
I can't remember the last time I saw a game that had this many offensive fouls.
That's a tough call there against Chloe. That's tough. Some Gelsberg contingent not happy.
Ball. Inbound goes to Selke. Selke getting downhill.
Good, Jaws.
No good. Rebound, May. 10 seconds to shoot. May brings it across the timeline. I hope she sees it.
Five.
Ella Hershenroeder.
Five. Go, Z.
To
gotta
Z.
Go.
Z knows. Z gets downhill into Van Meenen.
She got called. Oh,
they called a walk. And that's going to end the quarter. It's 26-15.
That was
on
real
top.
Close to number five on Van Meenen.
11-point lead for Gelsberg as we hit a quarter number four. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you're ready to upgrade your drive, explore the powerful GMC lineup at YEM in Galesburg.
Hi, this is Lauren West from YEM. The 2026 Acadia, refined, roomy, and ready for anything. Financing as low as 1.9%. If you're looking for that midsize muscle, a 2026 Canyon starts at $39,900.
From trucks to SUVs and crossovers, it's time to drive GMC at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax title license, stock fee extra.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees like Galesburg Covenant Church. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Congratulations to another instant cash winner. Nora Morrow of Galesburg was spotted wearing the blue WGIL button and won $25. Find a location to pick up your free button at WGIL.com.
Back here at East Peoria High School, it's time for quarter number four as the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Morton Potters 26-15 as we open up the final stanza.
Both teams with 10 shots in that quarter.
Streak's going to start with the basketball. Ella Hershenroeder brings it across the timeline. Over to Jaws Kilgore. She's looking to get downhill on Van Meenen.
Jaws.
Does. Can't finish, though. And now Kilgore, they're going to call her
no,
for
a that's
foul.
A jump ball. No way. She had that ball by
yeah,
the ball.
Yeah, that is. We had a really good angle on it from our vantage point. That was not a very good call there. And the Galesburg fans don't like
was that,
it either.
Is that Drake with the rebound again? I think it was.
I think it was.
That's her 10th.
Fourth foul on Kilgore. She'll stay in the ball game. 7:40 to play. Ripka across the timeline. Picks
good.
It up. Over to Van Meenen, right
ready
wing.
You ready to help. She's going to try to take this game over.
Oh, that's illegal. Ball. Take away Taylor Hershenroeder.
Let's go. Be patient. Use some clock.
Ella brings it up. Kicks over to Taylor on the left wing. Back up top to Ella Hershenroeder. Ella, couple dribbles. Now gives it over to Furrow. Lily.
Be patient. Just stand out there with it. Make
back
them come
to
guard.
Ella on the
make
wing.
Make them come guard.
Ella starts to dribble towards the left-hand side. Gives it up to Carter. Up top, Taylor. Over to Jaz Kilgore, left wing. She'll look to get downhill on Van Meenen. Nice pass. They make the extra one.
No,
and then
just
trying to get it down low to Kilgore. It's going to be taken away by Morton. Left side, Drake with it. Off a screen.
Oh,
ooh, yeah, almost a steal. Good back cut there.
She missed
no
it.
Good by Brooks. Rebound, Furrow.
Lily Furrow doing the job on the glass. Her sixth of the night.
Ahead to Zanaya Carter.
Yeah, just stand there and let's use up
Ella.
Some clock. Good, Ella. Ella's aware. She's a floor general.
Now over to Taylor on the left-hand side. Back up top to Ella. Ella off a screen. Looking to get downhill. Oh, kicks.
Be careful.
Tried to get it to Furrow, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Drake.
And Streaks used 30 seconds there. We're going to have a timeout by somebody. A timeout, Morton.
Timeout by Morton. A 30-second timeout. This will give me just enough time to once again remind you that our friends over at Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty, are the place to go if you're in the market for a car, you new or used. Fantastic folks over there at Nissan of Galesburg. And, of course, remember, they are the home of the lifetime warranty.
Yeah,
they sent us
a
2026 Nissan Kicks today, which is just an awesome vehicle. Stop by and check that one out, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why
check
you want anything
out.
Else.
Check them all out. They do a great job there. So, you know, go see the guys at Nissan. They will take care of you.
Only thing better than the vehicles are the service you get at Nissan of Galesburg. Back on the floor following the 30-second timeout, it's going to be Morton bad. It would be Galesburg basketball.
Sorry,
that's right.
Out. Yeah. You know, this is a big possession here. We can extend this lead to 13 or 14 here and, you know, make it a five-possession game at minimum. You know, being able to work the clock, they got to come out and chase.
Carter's going to inbound. Starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks.
Back to the corner. It's there.
Zanaya going to look to drive
good.
And kick up top to Ella Hershenroeder. Hershenroeder being guarded by Ripka. Crosses over. Now gives to her sister Taylor on the wing. Into the corner, Furrow.
They're looking to trap corners.
Up top to Ella. She'll dribble
good
around
pass.
It. Drops one down for Z. Oh, Van Meenen got away with her fifth there.
That's off them.
Out of bounds. Last touch by Selke. So another chance to burn a little clock here for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, and Z had a point-blank look there, but Big Van Meenen came over there and kind of affected the shot just a tad. Enough for Z to leave it a little short, but to Streaks' luck there, it bounced off Selke.
Our ball. And I'm a little biased, so maybe my eyes were showing me what I wanted to see, but it looked like, from my angle, Van Meenen got a lot of wrist.
Yeah, she did.
On that one.
I'm with you.
26-15.
Back door.
Just under 6 minutes. Ella Hershenroeder trapped out near the timeline. I think she stepped on a foot again. She did.
She turned an ankle. She's limping.
Up top, Z. Over to Ella. To the corner.
Patient.
To
patient.
Kilgore. Skip past to May.
Just handle the ball. They're chasing. They're chasing so much here.
Back up to Ella. Here comes the double. She'll try to get rid of it. It's knocked away into the backcourt. Ella,
they're all over.
This time splits the double, and now the foul call going to go against. I think they'll probably get Abby Brooks here.
Yeah, that was Brooks. She got caught with her hand in the old cookie jar.
Morton. All right, excuse me. It'll be Galesburg basketball following the foul. They're inbound
here.
From the sideline.
Somebody come to it.
Gets it in to Z.
Trap.
Here comes the double. Z dribbles around it. Now gets rid of it to Lily. Oh, and Lily had it taken away by Ripka.
Got to handle pressure.
Jump ball will change the arrow at the very least. But it does give possession to Morton.
Yeah, and you'd like the streaks to see – you'd like to see them keep the guards involved at the top of the key. It's tough for post when they get the ball at the top of the key. Double team coming at them. They're not used to it.
Top of the key with it is Selke.
And they're sitting on her left hand.
Selke forced to her right.
Oh, she walked.
Now kicks up top to Drake. Drake, left side Van Meenen. She'll take a three. It's strong. Rebound, Brooks. Man, I think they're going to call a hold
on. Is that on Chloe? No way. 15 went over her back.
That's boxing out. It is going to be on May. So it'll be Morton basketball underneath their own bucket.
Van Meenen with a bit of a force there on the three. They're really searching for offense.
Inbounding is Ripka. They tried to run the screen to screener, but nothing there. Get it into Brooks on the top. Take away Carter.
Finish this.
Zaniah Carter, left hand up and good.
Yazzie.
Now, is that the first score of the fourth quarter?
It is.
It is. We're about halfway through quarter number four here before Zaniah Carter gets the score.
Oh, she traveled
again. Van Meenen gets
good
it
rotation.
Down low to Brooks.
Short.
Block. I'm going to give credit to a block there for Kilgore. She at least affected the shot.
Yeah, she did a great job. Got the defensive rebound there. 4:35 to go. 13-point lead
Carter
for the Streaks.
Brings it across the timeline. Double comes.
Good
She'll
pass.
Drop it off for Kilgore.
Let's go!
For Jazz Kilgore.
Great pass to Nia Carter. Way to create for your teammates.
15 points the lead for the Streaks. It's 30-15. 4:20 to play in the ballgame as the Galesburg faithful.
Oh, she's over and back.
Noise.
She's over and back. Yes, she
and
was.
And she was. Turnover to the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Let's go. Let's go.
And the ruckus crowd here making some noise.
They have 8 points since the first quarter.
That's nuts.
8 points since the first quarter.
Brooke Sursa is going to check into the ballgame.
She's a freshman.
Yeah, replacing Izzy Ripka. It'll be Silver Streak basketball. They're going to inbound from in front of their own bench. May gets it in from in front of Coach Noonan and gets it to Z at about midcourt.
Good find.
Into the corner. Furrow, extra pass, May.
Wide
open, three, Chloe May.
Let's go, Chloe May. Big time shot, bang.
And we're getting to a territory where the Silver Streaks.
18.
Starting to put this into a pretty good spot.
Freshman turnover.
Steal on the backside. Sursa has it taken away by Hershenroeder. And now we're going to get a foul as it's either Ripka or Drake got a piece of Carter.
Let's go. Sean Hickey over there pumped up.
Inbounding is going to be Chloe May. She'll do so from in front of the Morton bench. And she'll get it into Furrow. Furrow.
Plenty of time.
Back to Ella. Here comes the double. Ella across the timeline into the corner to Z. Z goes baseline. Ooh. Jump ball. Yeah, they're going to call the jump ball.
That's fine.
Does the arrow favor this way?
No, yeah, it should be our ball.
It should be the other way.
It should be the other way. It should be our ball. That's supposed to be
Unless
our ball.
Unless I missed last. One.
They did not switch the arrow
They did
from
not
last
switch
time.
The arrow the last time. And I don't think anybody sees it, so it's going to be Morton basketball.
Oh.
Into the corner, Drake.
Long, way long. Over the back.
No good. Out of bounds. Last touched by Morton. So the Silver Streaks will have the basketball. 3:30 to go.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Lockdown defense, partner. Since the first quarter, this has been an absolute clinic on how you play defensive basketball.
Ella Hershenroeder across the timeline.
Bayou. Good, Ella.
Double comes. Gets it over to May on the left-hand side.
No,
now back
hurry.
Up top to
Come
Ella.
Up top. Come up top. Good.
Double comes. She'll dribble around it. Now picks it up, and she's fouled. Yeah. Foul going to go. We'll see if they get Drake or Brooks this time. It's going to go on neither of them. They called it on Brooks Sursa.
18-point lead. 3:15 to go. We're in a good spot, partner.
Yeah, things looking good for the Silver Streaks. Inbounding is May. She'll get it into the backcourt. Ella Hershenroeder with it. Being guarded by Sursa. Here comes the double by Drake. They get it across the timeline. Now over to Furrow. Furrow. Gets it to the corner to Carter. Carter goes baseline, kicks to May. Extra pass, and outside they go
great job.
To Ella Hershenroeder.
Such great patience.
Here comes the double. She got rid of it to Z. Z dribbles into the corner, picks it up, gets it to Ella.
Oh! Wide open.
Yeah, they had Jazz Kilgore there, but passes a little too high
and
out
Ella,
of bounds.
Ella right away put her hands into her face. And she knew she missed an easy assist there.
Replacing Brooks is Peyton Hayes for Coach King and the Morton Potters. Inbound goes to Selke, 2:45 to play. Selke across the timeline, Carter guarding her. Selke looks to spin, nothing there, picks up her dribble, gives it to Drake downhill. Left-hand layup, no good.
Get it, Chloe.
Tipped out off the hands of Van Meenen and into the hands of Hayes. Sursa thought about the three. Oh, and we're going to have a reach against the streaks. They're going to get Ella Hershenroder, try to poke that one out the back door.
Nothing hurt. Team foul number three on the streaks.
Inbounding is Sursa. She'll get it into Van Meenen.
Oh, she walked.
She walked again. Van Meenen looking to get downhill. Does. Scores.
Yeah, she puts her head down. She's a problem.
33-17. 2:15 to play. And Ella Hershenroder just crossed up the freshman so hard she lost her footing.
Yeah.
And the Galesburg faithful letting her know about that. They get rid of it.
Oh, what a great
off of an official. Good
great
hustle.
Great play by Jaws.
By Kilgore. Carter picks it up near the timeline. Yeah. Gets it to Kilgore.
Good timeout. I was just getting ready to say it.
Timeout going to be taken by Coach DeMott. It doesn't matter what it is. We're keeping it here. 2:01 to play. 33-17. The Silver Streaks on top of the Morton Potters. It is a full timeout. So that actually gives us some time. I want to give a shout-out to all the great sponsors who
all
make it possible to bring you Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball here on WGIL. We can't thank you enough for what you do and making it possible for us to be
From
able
the bottom
to do
of
this.
Our heart, allow Mitch and I to have a good time with all these games every single time. We appreciate you from the bottom of the heart.
And, you know, partner, we get a lot of thank yous, and I appreciate that, but the thank you shouldn't go to us.
And
they really belong to those sponsors.
The sponsors, the fans, the parents, the kids, they deserve it. It's an honor to be able to call these games for these young ladies.
And the Silver Streak girls basketball team looking at a back-to-back regional championship run as they are up 33-17 with 2 minutes and 1 second remaining in this one. You nailed it earlier. This can be summed up in one word, and that is defense. Maybe the best defense
or one of the better defensive efforts
I've ever seen.
By far, all season long, this is the best one. I mean, this is straight handcuffs. I mean, we got them hands behind the back, locked up. You're going to jail. I mean, it's been amazing out here.
So following the timeout, it will be Galesburg Silver Streak basketball still. Inbounding is May.
Quincy play.
Yep. They get it into the backcourt to Ella.
I know the fans hear me say Quincy play all season long. It's basically just trying to get a cheap bucket with a one-on-one backdoor from the sideline out of bounds play.
Zaniah Carter with it on the wing.
Yeah, and they're chasing. They're chasing a lot.
Gets rid of it. Schroeder, top of the key.
They don't have much legs left.
Over to Z. Back to Ella quickly. Ella, couple dribbles.
Back four corners
action. And Z into the corner.
Now be careful.
She's got to split the double.
Another timeout by Lex. She got trapped up there at the top of the key.
Yep.
Got to come to the basketball.
And Coach DeMott is saying, hey, I know this is called four corners, but you don't have to hang out in the four corners. We can, you can get.
Got to penetrate a little bit.
Yeah, get towards the basket a little.
Yeah, you want to give yourself a little bit of room there from that half court line and the turnover territory. Sidelines and half court line, you want to try to stay as much in the middle of the floor as you can.
1:31 to play, so the streaks do kill some more time with that. 30 seconds came off the clock there. And 91 seconds separate the streaks from a regional title here tonight at East Peoria.
Looking ahead, and we're hosting the section.
Yeah. That's the coolest part about this. You get to go back home.
I got an update from one of the Matt Gingrich from Sterling. His Sterling Golden Warriors are down, I think he said, 5 with a 2:01 to go or 2:04 to go. Yeah, down 6, a minute 51. The winner of that game will face the winner of Washington and whoever they play in their region, which will probably be the Panthers. Is it Dunlap? Yes, it is. Dunlap gave him trouble last time.
Yeah, Dunlap took him to overtime the last time, and the game's at Dunlap.
And the game is at Dunlap. We'll have to get an update on that.
Top of the key with it is Ella Hershenroeder. Tried to dribble handoff to May. Ball on the floor. Oh, they're going to call the push on Chloe May instead of the jump ball. So it'll be a turnover to the streak, or to Morton.
Been really impressed with Penelope Drake tonight. She's got 4 points, but she has 10 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks.
Inbound goes to Selke. Minute 10 to go in the ball game. Selke trying to get downhill.
Yeah.
Picks up her dribble.
Oh, she's forcing.
Forces one. No good. Oh, rebound.
Did it miss Furrow.
Lily Furrow. Ripped through. Passes out to Zaniah Carter.
Paige Selke has 4 shot attempts.
Under a minute we go, and there's the foul on Sursa that's going to send Zaniah Carter, I believe, to the free throw line for the 1-1.
It's just team foul number 4.
Okay, one more to go. One more before we get into the bonus here. And I suppose it's not a 1-1, it's a true bonus.
We're not in college.
Yep.
Number 3 into the game for the first time.
Yeah, that is
Nightingale.
Yeah, Harper Nightingale checking in for. And it looks like what Coach King is doing here is waving the white flag.
He's waving the white flag.
He's checking out Penelope Drake, Abby Van Meenen, and Paige Selke. Let them all get a round of applause on their way to the bench.
What an effort from the streaks here tonight. Let's go, ladies.
Across the timeline with it is Ella.
Just work it.
Oh, here's the Jaws.
They're sitting a man. They're not trapping anymore. Just pull it to the top. Pull it to the top. Don't even need to shoot. Love it.
Ella gives it to Z.
Let's go.
Up top to Ella. The Galesburg faithful realize what's happening, and
yeah,
they're on their feet.
Everybody's standing.
Ella
Stand up and congratulate these young women.
Dribbling around. 23 seconds to go. Gets it up top to Zaniya. She gets the count started as Brooke Sursa. Dribble handoff to Ella. And a foul on Brooke Sursa. Is going to send Ella Hershenroeder to the free throw line.
Let's go. I love it, partner. I love it.
Ella Hershenroeder at the line.
A little bit of serenading from the Galesburg faithful student section.
Ella makes the first.
Atta girl, Ella.
She's got 7 tonight.
I tell you.
Second one's up and good as well.
Atta girl, Ella.
Ella Hershenroeder knocks down a couple of big free throws. It's 35-17. Final 10 seconds.
Let's go, partner.
They get it across the timeline, and it looks like they are going to maybe get a shot off here. Sursa gets a cheap layup.
Nothing hurt at all. Back to back. Regional champs. The Galesburg Silver Streaks. Let's go.
35-19. The Silver Streaks take care of business. Starting on the defensive end. A heck of a win. As the Silver Streaks will advance to the sectional, which
at home
is in John Thiel next week. And that's going to be a ton of fun for you and I at John Thiel. We're going to talk all about that, what happened here tonight, all kinds of great stuff coming up on the postgame show. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We needed a roof estimate. 3 companies said they'd come by, but 2 never showed. 1 ghosted us after the quote. Then we called Ace Roofing in Abingdon. Daniel showed up on time, gave us straight answers, and an estimate as promised. No guesswork, no run around. Ace Roofing earned our trust and our business.
I'm Shelley Heighton with Ace Roofing and Construction. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. Call us for your roofing project. We will show up, guaranteed.
Italian subs for your finance team at Chicago. Easy Cater. Burritos for your call center crew in Plano. Easy Cater. Bagels for your sales reps meeting clients in Charlotte. Easy Cater. Hot chicken sandwiches for your third shift warehouse workers in Memphis. Easy Cater. Your teams may be spread out across the country, but you've got one platform to feed them all, whenever and wherever they work, with food they love from favorite restaurants. Easy Cater. Food for the workplace, all in one place. Order now at easycater.com.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans have been victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, your identity, if it's stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
If you're looking for a new chair, desk, or workstation, the Hahn Now quick ship option from Office Specialist in Galesburg means you can get exceptional office furniture solutions in a hurry without the hassle. See all the possibilities ready to deliver fast from Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation by donating 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. A wind advisory will be in effect from 9 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, with wind gusts out of the west as high as 40 miles per hour. Scattered rain tonight, then a chance of snow showers overnight with a low of 29. Tomorrow, gradually becoming mostly sunny, still windy, and a high of 38. It's 50 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Lexi DeMont, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.
They want a picture. Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School, where the Silver Streaks are celebrating. They have went back-to-back in regional championships, knocking off the Morton Potters 35-19 here tonight in what was just an absolute defensive clinic by Coach DeMott and the Silver Streaks.
Oh, it was impressive, partner. I mean, the ability to hold a team to 12 points from the second to the fourth quarters. Gave up 7 in the first, and then just an absolute lockdown effort from the Galesburg Silver Streak girls. It was impressive tonight.
Absolutely. Let's get you the story on how we got here with our Ace Roofing and Construction final stats, brought to you by Ace Roofing and Construction. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate, and they will show up guaranteed. For the Morton Potters, they were led by Abby Van Meenen with 7, 4 for Penelope Drake, and 2 apiece for Brooke Sursa, Izzy Ripka, Paige Selke, and Abby Brooks. I'm not sure. Oh, is it the triplets' birthday today?
Is it the triplets' birthday also?
It is
also
the triplets' birthday. They were definitely
amazing.
Saying happy birthday to the triplets.
What a day for the triplets.
Yeah, no idea.
I didn't either.
Meanwhile, individually for the Silver Streaks, the regional champion Silver Streaks, I should throw that in there. Zaniah Carter led the way with 12 points, 5 apiece for Chloe May and Ella Hirschenroder, and 4 apiece for Jaz Kilgore, Lily Furrow, and Ellie Johnson.
Ella had eight.
How many did I have her for? I only had her for 5. Oh, that's because I can't do math. That is definitely eight.
She had that other 3 in the first half.
Yep. So, yeah, correct that. That's 8 for Ella, 12 for Zaniah, 5 for Chloe May, 4 piece, Kilgore, Furrow, and Johnson.
Incredible. And for the team numbers, for the victorious back-to-back regional championship Galesburg Silver Streaks, 14 of 35 from the field, 4 of 11 from behind the arc, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe, 18 rebounds, 9 assists, and 15 turnovers. And for Morton, 9 of 25 from the field, 0 of 4 from behind the arc, 1 of 3 from the charity stripe, 22 rebounds, 1 assist, and 24 turnovers. And the big thing to me, partner, it was 15-3 rebounds, Morton, at halftime, and we finished up 22-18.
Wow.
I mean, anything Lexi asked them to do, they did it tonight. Whatever adjustment they had to make, they made it. You know, a little rough first quarter there. I mean, we were 1-for-8. They were 3-for-5. They had a 7-to-3 lead after that first quarter. And we really took off there in that second quarter, going 6-for-12 and allowing them just 2 shot attempts in the second quarter. I mean, you look back at this one. That's that second quarter, boy. That's that made and break this. They made and broke this game. And unlucky for the Potters, it broke them.
Yeah, that's. I've seen a lot of good quarters of basketball, not just by the Silver Streaks, but I don't know that I've ever seen a more dominant 8 minutes of basketball, especially on the defensive side of the ball, than what the Silver Streaks did there in that second 8 minutes.
I do have an update from Sterling. Sterling lost 33-27 against Ottawa. Some of the numbers from that, Sterling was 11 of 67 from the field, 1 of 21 from downtown, and 4 of 13 from the line. They lost 33-27, as I said. Ottawa was 10 of 23. Sterling had 24 offensive rebounds. Ottawa only had 3. Ottawa had 26 turnovers, and Sterling only had 13. Something about that. That's the numbers just don't seem to be mathing on that.
Yeah, the math ain't quite mathing there. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hand out our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach DeMott. We'll give her a few more minutes as she's down there soaking in the celebrations with her ball club. All that's on the way. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Buying a new copier for your business is nothing to take lightly. That's why more local businesses trust Office Specialists with the full line of Sharp Business machines and copiers that can do as much or as little as you need. Your office is their specialty at Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. For over 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. They go up fast and are a durable, low-maintenance solution for extra storage, more workspace, or to protect your equipment. Design the building of your dreams using our design program and get a free estimate fast in store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School, the host site of a regional where the Galesburg Silver Streaks are going to come away as the champion. And we are joined here by victorious head coach Lexi DeMott here on the postgame show for our Courtright Construction and Oneida postgame coaches interview, brought to you by Courtright, the right choice for your next project. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on a big win. I think we've got to start with that second quarter. Maybe the most dominant quarter of basketball I've ever seen.
I think after that first quarter, when they came in, I said, we didn't shoot the ball well. We started to there kind of late in the first quarter. I said, but understand you did everything defensively you needed to do to keep yourself in that game. We have to keep that up. And then next thing you know, we did that, and then the ball started to go in, and a lot of good things started to happen. It was very, very dominant second quarter, and it was huge for us.
Lex, I'm over the moon, proud, happy, all the things. That second quarter, 1 of 2 from the field. 12 turnovers alone in that second quarter. And at halftime, you were down 15-3 rebounds, 22-18 final. You said, let's hold Van Meenen under 5. 5 or under. She got 3. That's an all-state player you just held to 3 rebounds. My hat's off to you, the girls, Lily Furrow, the job, every girl boxing out. I mean, it was an incredible, incredible defensive effort tonight. The AD is pumped up.
I can't put it into words. You kind of just had to be here for it. I don't know how you guys do it, because I probably get stuck watching. I'm drenched. you really can't. What they just did is, I would like to say unheard of. I'm sure it's happened before, but they did what they needed to do. They were locked in. They were focused. When things didn't go well, they didn't panic. They messed up. They moved on. They just did so many great, great things, and so many things that we talked about in practice that they did and they handled. And I mean, I'm so, so proud of them. They've grown so much.
Yeah, Coach, not really a question here, but since I know you won't brag on yourself, I'm going to go ahead and do it a little bit. Pickup win 51 tonight through 2 years, back-to-back regional titles. Coach, a career can't start much better than what you've done.
Thank you. Those are things that, I don't keep track of. Obviously, you guys know that. You've always let me know when things kind of happen. But I do. I pour a lot into this program because it did so much for me. And I've said that to you guys time and time again. I've said that on air. But it truly does, because it's helped shape who I am as an adult now. And it's not the basketball still, because guess what? I'm not out there shooting anymore. Right. I'm not, playing defense. I'm not doing those things anymore. But it's who I am as a person. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do for them. But obviously they're having success as well. So that's always a little fun too. But really, they execute for us, and they're locked in, and they're focused, and they buy in, and they come together. And we said it's going to be a fist, and it's got to be a fist. It can't be a slap tonight. That was the message before the game. Yes. And be the first in everything that happens. They did it. And so I I'm pumped.
I'm
excited.
I am excited for you. I'm excited for the girls, and we get to host a sectional.
I know.
On our home court.
They were in there screaming and yelling and jumping up and down.
It's an exciting time to be a Silver Streak. I am proud of you. Take that ball, take that net, and you sleep with those tonight. Okay?
Yeah, maybe I'll take it home this year.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just kidding. I'm not doing that. Put it in the locker room.
Lex, thank you. Let's have a good weekend. And what is it, 2 days of practice till Tuesday? Tuesday will be
Tuesday,
the first game.
Tuesday.
All right. Let's get back after it, and let's go get a sectional now.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks,
congratulations. Lex. That's head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Lexi DeMott, here on the post-game show. One more piece of business to take care of, and you know what? I'm going to put the pressure squarely on you, partner.
I knew you were
going
to do it. You should have seen
this one coming.
Oh, yeah, when you said it during the break that you didn't know who to go with.
Yep, you should have seen this one coming. Our Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, Crunch Time Player of the Game, brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. And Jason, who are we going with?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. This is pressure. Man, I wish I could give it to the whole team. Everybody had their moments tonight, but I really feel like one girl really did a majority of the ball handling and stepped up, made some clutch free throws there in the fourth, made two huge threes in the middle quarters with 8 points, one rebound, two assists, three steals. Our Dave's Auto Body, Crunch Time, Player of the Game, number 11. The point guard, the floor general, Ella Hershenroder. She really, the defensive pressure she instilled on the entire game, forcing girls just to not, they were never comfortable out there. And a majority of that is Ella picking up full court and turning the girls and making them go to their left hand. And it was just an incredible effort by Ella. Zania was awesome again tonight. She led us in scoring with 12. But Ella's defense really seemed to be the over-the-top, in a game where we locked somebody up, I was going to go with what I thought was the best defensive effort. I thought that was Ella tonight.
I agree completely. I actually was leaning towards, if I would have voted, I probably would have gone Ella. The other one that I wanted to point out, and somebody I want to give props to, because she does the little things night in, night out,
yep.
Didn't score tonight at all. Wasn't on the score sheet, but she stepped up and took, I believe, who was the one who took the charge down here?
Yes, all that charge was huge.
Taylor Hershenroder played a integral part in the success.
Not only Taylor, you got to mention Lily too. Not getting to play on the first night of the regional and then coming back tonight, and the job she did on the glass and defensively on Van Meenen. She was in her everywhere she went. Lily was right there. 7 rebounds on the night, and 3 assists. Really passed the ball well. Man, partner, this was a fun one. We get to keep going.
Yeah, I was just gonna tell you that's the best part. We got more games.
We got some more games to go. So, back in Galesburg on Tuesday night. I don't know if we're the first game or the second game. I will have to look that up real quick.
I would guess that we're going to be the second
more
game.
More than likely we'd be
I had to guess
second.
That Morton will probably play – or not Morton, excuse me. Washington will probably
yeah,
play
Washington,
first.
Washington beat Dunlap 61-33.
Wow, pretty lopsided score there as well.
And we will see them – if we see them beat the Central Championship.
Yep, and that'll be a good one. Next Tuesday night, it is going to
let me look this up real quick before we go, so we can find out exactly
what time that's going to be.
Second game Tuesday. It is the second game Tuesday. And so that'll be a 7:30 start, 6 o'clock and then 7:30.
And I haven't seen a final, but I would imagine that'll be Metamora.
Metamora, whoever they play tonight. Did not see who they were playing tonight, but they were the one seed on their side of the regional. Number 10 team in the state. So we go from number 5 team in the state to the number 10 team in the state, then the potential number 1 team in the state waiting
and
on
you know
Thursday.
What? You've already beat them.
You have.
You saw Metamora early in the year.
Beat them by 20.
Beat them by 20-plus. So, you know, got to be feeling good as you head into Tuesday night at John Thiel. Again, that is the late game, 7:15 the pregame show, 7:30 the scheduled tip-off for that will be Tuesday night right here on WGIL. Well, until next time, for my partner, Jason Wessels, also Brian Prescott keeping us on the air back at Mission Control, the absolute best in the biz. I'm Mitch McVay. The Silver Streaks are regional champions as they knock off the Morton Potters 35-19 and advance to the sectional next week at John Thiel Gymnasium. You've been listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
You're adding a room to your house. Who's the first person you call?
My wife?
Wrong! Courtright Construction of Oneida. Unless your wife can lay a concrete foundation so beautiful it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Well, she makes a good pot pie.
Which you'll enjoy on your very level foundation from Courtright Construction. See, the guys at Courtright are pros when it comes to concrete, foundations, and site prep work. No matter what you're building, make sure the first call you make is to the guys who will set the stage for the rest of the project. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
If you're ready to upgrade your drive, explore the powerful GMC lineup at YEM in Galesburg.
Hi, this is Lauren West from YEM. The legendary 2026 Sierra 1500, now up to 11,750 off MSRP. That's serious savings on serious capability.
From trucks to SUVs and crossovers, it's time to drive GMC at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg. GMC, we are professional grade.
Texan license stock fee extra.
Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
Thank you for listening to Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Girls Basketball, a WGIL sports presentation on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.